Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help the ADL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the ADL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. Come save England and the UK.
This land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the length of the show will probably be about an hour this evening. I'll be doing a full two-hour show this Sunday, but basically I missed the show last week because I was down London with my family. Unfortunately, I didn't have all the right things to do. My radio show, so unfortunately I couldn't do that. But we'll be back up and running this Sunday, as I say, over the weekend, this on the 2nd of September, which is this Saturday. There is the, we got a national demonstration at Keighley. We've called it the return. It seems all sorts of situations are once again happening in Keighley. So, of course, this is the reason why the English Defence League, the Foot Soldiers and the Angels, will be returning once again. And this is what we say, these are, well, they take no notice of us. You know, the councillors, the police, the whoever they are, the establishment, you will keep coming back. We'll keep coming back. You better start taking notice. You know, that's the reason why we're there. We're there for the people. We're there for the kids and that. We're there to be their voices. Unfortunately, there's a lot of you councillors in Keighley who would rather sweep these things under the carpet, like so many of your councillor brothers and sisters up and down this country. But unfortunately for you, we are here. The English Defence League, we are here, and we are sharing the way that you are not caring for your communities and the children and the people within your communities. You are exposed to the world for what you do. The inactiveness of you people who get paid great amounts of money to cover up the rape jihad of our children across this country. And we will name you and shame you. We're fed up with, when we look at our councillors up and down this country, they all seem to be left-wing maggots. You're running this country and causing all sorts of problems and not doing the jobs that they're paid to do. Simply they don't want to do it. They don't want to talk about the rape jihad. They want to cover it up. And same with the police. The cowardly police would rather hide it. Oh, we don't want to get accused of being racist, do we? Oh, chappies, we'd better do a cover-up this. Let's go for a cloak of silence. We'll pretend this is not happening. And we've seen this with the Metropolitan Police, the cowardness within that group of people. And we've exposed them time and time again. And ladies and gentlemen, you've seen the pictures. You've seen the video. Metropolitan Police running from the Muslims. Yeah, they're running from them. Cones are being thrown at them. What gets me, ladies and gentlemen, the police force was once the world's envy. The bobbies on the street were the world's envy. Really and truthfully, it's not those police officers, the ones that were told to stand down, officers, they're told to run away. What is the slogan now of the police force? Run, hide, and tell. That is it. To the general public, you must run, you must hide, you must tell. That's a sad reflection of the Metropolitan Police today. The police bobbies of old, they would be rolling their graves in anger with what our hierarchy, or you know, the political correct brigade have done to which used to be a very proud establishment within police constables and that. And I feel for some of these officers who want to do their job and they're told not to. And if they do speak out against it, there's a very big chance that they'll lose their jobs. But then again, no excuse for it. You know, run, hide and tell. Come on. That's not what it's all about. You know, if I was a police officer, That would never happen, but if I was a police officer, my whole view would be towards protecting the public, not the citizens out there. Unfortunately, we live a time of political correctness. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you now, political correctness, it's time of doing what it's been doing for so many years. It's coming to an end, okay? The world is fed up with your political correctness. The world is fed up with seeing people like this Antifa, these jectrobates out there who, in this country, are being given money by our political elitists, or should we say, our government. Yes, being funded, but these people out there who've got nothing. If you see in America, batter people who go and to speak out against certain things, you get battered for it because, you know, this is it. They're acting just like the SS of old, you know, in Germany. And we can all see you're a disgrace. And hopefully, in a not-too-distant future, we shall see the back of these people. I'm hoping that they'll be classed as domestic terrorists because that's exactly what they are. They serve no purpose apart from going and causing as much mayhem as possible. And as we've seen within the left, the media, they'd rather, if there's something going on, and we've seen it time and time again, you know, our organisation have seen it, any sort of trouble, and it's them that's kicking off. It's always put the blame on us, try to put the blame on us and not mention Antifa. That's it. It's just the what, and it's exactly what you're seeing in America, except that this was being, you know, there's a poor man who actually got beaten really mercifully. He was lucky that someone stood over him because he could have been actually murdered. You know, that's how bad it was. And by the grace of God, someone did see this was just crazy of what they were doing, beating a man with placards, this, that, and the other. I think you all reign. If you're listening to me, Antifa, you better look very closely in the mirror yourself because your days are numbered. Your days are numbered. You will be prescribed. You are domestic terrorists, and we will shut you down. The people, in the end, will shut you down. They talk about, let's get it out. Let's put it right out there, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? A great, great gentleman of our, one of our great war heroes, a great leader of our time, Sir Winston Churchill, once said, the fascists of tomorrow will call themselves anti-fascists. Okay, guys? The fascists of tomorrow will call themselves anti-fascists. And what you see around you is exactly what this great old gentleman told us and predicted what would happen. He predicted the Islamists, Muslims, Mohammedans, he called them. He'd been in battle with these people. So this man's words has rung down through the centuries, through the century of what was to come. If we let the Mohammedans gradually get their foot out, how much chaos would reign in the world. Thomas Jefferson was another fine gentleman that spoke out against these people. But guess what? Who listened to those really fine gentlemen? Who listened to people like Enoch Powell? Just sat by and let things go until we're in a situation where we are today. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, is where we are now. We've got no choices. You cannot back down from what's going on around the world. We've got idiots out there who are trying to create, who is provoking the world into a nuclear war. the very precarious situation. You know what I'm talking about. That jumped up little fart in North Korea. But I'm glad to see that common sense does prevail, that people aren't rushing headlong into this confrontation. I think he should be thinking that if anything flies towards Japan, and it's on a direct course, that or Guam, be under no shadow of doubt that if this this idiot thinks that he can do this, and that he can, this country be free of any retaliation. Let me warn you, Mr. Kim Yang Fu, whatever your name is, you and your people will be totally annihilated. I hope I've made myself clear that you and the North Korean people, which we know there's a lot of good people amongst that, but and they would like to take him down, but they're too scared. But you, Kim, you, whatever your name is, you will feel the full weight of the world come crashing down, and North Korea will cease to exist. The world will breathe a sigh of relief. But that's up to you, isn't it? That's up to you. Keep pushing the West, and you dare attempt to attack any people, our allies in the world. Your fate is already sealed. I want to just say that because I've been feeling so strongly about this, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's that we've got people out there who are really warmongers. Who's really trying to stir this up. At the same time, I've got to give my thoughts and my prayers to the people of the United States in Houston and Texas. What can I say about these people? I haven't stopped watching pictures of people. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you get the same impression to me. What I see was a flotilla of boats going to rescue fellow Texans and this flotilla of civilian people basically taking their boats, rescuing people, their neighbours, their friends, rescuing. It felt, I don't know, I wasn't alive for Dunkirk, but when I see that, I just had that impression, was this like Dunkirk? And I think someone did mention this was something maybe like Dunkirk. The spirit of the Texan people, the spirit of the American. I was humbled, and I'm humbled still watching the great works of the first responders. Everybody is in it together. I like what I see today with Mike Pence and his dear wife going into Corpus Christi and surveying some of the damage. And even he was helping just a few bits and pieces. But it shows that the leadership is with you. It shows that that things will be sorted out. It might take a while, but to reaffirm that you're not by yourselves. But the great people of the Texas spirit, it's phenomenal. We talked about during the Second World War, the old British bulldog spirit of the British and that. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, the spirit of these people is very much, I mean, people are people, but the American spirit, that Texan spirit, it speaks loudly, and it makes myself feel very humbled to see so many people taking all sorts of risks, and that poor police officer that lost his life going to work a 60-year-old man almost coming up to his 61st birthday, and his wife saying, please don't go in to work today. It's too dangerous out there. And he said, I've got to go. It's my job. People need me, basically, or worse to that effect. And what you saying out of that poor dear man? And you see the officer speaking about how he was drawn to Sears, speaking about this very far. And he served the police force for 34 years. He was very much a veteran of the police force, probably coming up very soon for retirement. My thoughts and prayers go out to all those that might be suffering and have lost their homes. And something else I've got to say is what I see the spirit of people going and picking up the people's animals. My goodness me, it speaks volumes about humanity, the love for man and his fellow man and fellow woman. And it's made me very humble. We hear all the bad things in the world and we see it, but this, it just goes to show you. And I know that the love of God is working with a lot of people, the Spirit, we've heard it so many times, the Lord was with me. And it just goes to show you the strong faith with people as well. And it does draw you very much. And that's when you know sometimes the good Lord is walking with you. Whatever perils that you might go through, the Lord is with you every step of the way. And I'm not coming over all religious or anything like that. My feelings of what I've been seeing that's been going on in Texas. So God bless you, the great Texas people. God bless you, Donald Trump, and Mr. Pence for what you're doing. Absolute fantastic job. And all the resources, this is what I heard today, that the resources of what we see on 9/11 is basically once again come to the forefront of what we've been seeing in Texas, in Houston and that. So it just goes to show you how massive this storm, this Harvey, it's just been unbelievable to watch it unfold. I was watching it. I watched that storm like most of you did. It was out in there. You see it, and it's just it could be a tropical storm. And then it got a bit more serious. It's gone to a one category. Now it's getting a little bit serious. It's gone to two. It's heading towards as well. Then on the night before touchdown, it reached a category 4, and that's when we see all the devastation. My goodness me, it was horrific to watch, and it's been horrific to watch it unfold. But the spirit of the American people, God bless you guys, love you dearly, all of you. And we know we've got lots of friends that's in the out there in Texas. God bless you guys, and I hope that something's been damaged, at least if you're safe, property can be rebuilt, things like that. I know professions and everything is so important, but as long as you've got your lives and you can carry on, and we know the spirit of the Texan people will come through. Anyway, I've got to, let's see, I think I'll play a tune. I'm not sure. See, I was hoping that I might have somebody might join me this evening, but unfortunately, I think Jan, she might have been busy or might have thought that we wasn't having a show this evening. I thought I'd give you a message, but that's okay. So I've got this is only an hour show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Because I thought it might be. So let me see. I've got a story to read, but also I'm thinking of the foot soldiers and angels. It will be traveling into Keighley tomorrow, and so I'm going to play a tune especially for you guys and girls. You are awesome people, the best of the best. And let me see, let me come down here. Okay, where are we? I've got the list here. If you see what's on my list here, for all the tunes I've got, it's just unbelievable. I've got hundreds, literally. Let me see. I'm coming down. But yeah, we'll be back, as I say, coming Sunday. We'll be back. We'll be doing a debriefing of how it all went to Saturday, how it went there. So, of course, one of the ones I'm going to play, I'm going to play a couple actually, I'm going to play one after another. This is especially goes out to the foot soldiers, any angels out there for this upcoming national demonstration, particularly on the 2nd of September. So with that, this is, of course, by Alex and the band. This is, of course, the mighty EDL, especially for you guys and girls. Take it away, Alex.
Remember when Britannia ruled the waves? Do you remember? remember saying, we shall not be slaves. Do you remember those good old days? And can you remember the strength of fought for? How we united to win that war? But will you remember when the empire is no more? Build up our army so destruction can begin. But will we ever learn the enemy lies within?
Coming down the road, and Keith Lee. And as you could hear in the background, my executive producer, Charlie, I was very impressed with the tunes that I chose. As you can hear, she's very happy with my choosing these tunes for this evening. As I say, we're only having a short show. She's still very happy. And I don't know if you know, ladies and gentlemen, but she's an African grey, and she can be rather unpredictable, you know, when I'm busy talking to you great people out there and she decides to chirp in. But being an executive producer, I suppose she can. but anyway, there you go. As I say, it's something a little bit unusual that I've done, you know, playing free tunes. But as I say, that goes out to all the foot soldiers and the angels and of course, the great organisation, everybody involved. With the EDL and media team, everybody who's a part of this great organisation. Those tunes went out to all those people that work so tirelessly. I've been working for a number of years. Many people have been working many years for this great organisation. We continue to do. And we've got a lot of support. We've got great global support, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to thank people that send us donations. We do really appreciate what you do. You know, it really does help the cause, you know. So I would always say, you know, what can I do? And, you know, this organisation, it's such a worthy organisation. What can I do? I would always say, you know, if you feel that way, please donate a couple of quid, you know, £2, £3, whatever's good for you, because I can assure you that it is well appreciated, every penny that the organisation has goes towards what we do. So once again, for people that sent donations, you continue to send donations. We know we got people from I think as far as Germany, as I was speaking to one of our great people, was speaking about Germany and places like that we've had some donations. You know, we get some great donations as well. It's really, you know, a good cause that you are sending money. Because some people would like to be, you know, they would like to be at demonstrations with us, but their positions, whatever the work might be, might cause. Because, as you know, the anti for the little scumbags out there, there's certain people that go around just photographing people, trying to get as much information as they can about people. That's the reason why, if we've wore face masks, it is to protect our identities. Not only that, not just for ourselves. I mean, I've never worn a mask myself, but I don't need, so I'm not worried about the trap that they might try to impose on me. I've been doing it too long to worry what they do. But there are people with jobs and family to look out for, and that is the reason why you see them with the St. George's masks, you know, around the face. I mean, sometimes you've got to protect yourself, because there's people out there would like to expose who you are, go and have a word or threaten your employees, and they feel under pressure and they just sack you. We've heard it time and time again. But, you know, that's part and parcel of being a patriot. I mean, you know, being a patriot these days, it's a bad word. You know, where our governments are concerned, are those people there who just totally despise us because we expose them for what they do. They're paid all sorts of incredible amounts of money to do what they do, and to do the right thing, especially where children are concerned, they would rather not speak about Islam or the issues involved where Islam's concerned, because this cult of theirs needs to be totally eradicated. There's nothing good about it. It's totally evil. You know, it is evil. It's been around for a long time. And it's been, I'm going to give you a figure now. It's just unbelievable. Over 272 million people have died at the hands of Islam, the cult of Islam. There is nothing good whatsoever against this evil, satanic cult. That's it. It's evil. I don't care what people say about me. I've been doing this for too long to worry what anybody says or thinks of what I say about things. Because I know what Islam's about. And anybody that says otherwise, you are traitors. You're just, what can I say? You're cowards. You are collaborators. You know, and you serve no purpose. Except serving the cultists, your masters of Islam. That's all you are. You're a servant of Islam. I've just seen Jan, actually. I wonder if she'll pop in and see me. But I haven't got too long, actually. I've got probably about 15 minutes to go, show. But I've got a story. Let's have a look. She's in the chat room. Hey, Bigfoot! Bigfoot, brother. Let me just say hi to Bigfoot. Hi, Bigfoot. Good to see you, brother. You know, as I say, it's only I'm only doing an hour tonight, bruv. But I'll be back again. Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, Bigfoot, I've been feeling too well today, and so I just thought I'd keep it to an hour this evening, but. I'll give it back to 2 hours this Sunday. It's just I'm coming down with something. Just keep coming over hot and cold, you know, Bigfoot. So, and our listeners, don't make excuses, but I'm not feeling myself, you know. And we'll be back again this Sunday. I need you to come on tonight because we've got a demonstration, as you know, Bigfoot, we've got one coming up, a national demonstration on 2nd of September, which will be this Saturday. So I had to come on and give a bit of a shout out about the demonstration. But we'll be doing a debriefing, and I'm not sure if Jan will be attending Keithley or not. She's quite a possibility she might be. I think Keithley's in Birmingham, isn't it? So there's quite a possibility Al Jan might be a roving reporter. But that's the reason why. I don't know how long you've been in the chat room there, Bigfoot, but as I said, last time I looked, it was very quiet in there, and I thought, you know, I had it down for 90 minutes, the show, but I thought, no, I'll just have it for 60 minutes tonight because I'm not feeling 100%. But it's good to have you, and I hope you will. Bigfoot, blogspot.com. So there you go. It's always good to see you, Bigfoot, and I hope you're well. But yeah, there's a story I wanted to talk about. Just bear with me. I'm trying to bring this up here. Let's have a copy of Friday, that is. Was it? Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I've got this here. Where is it now? This is the story I wanted to talk about. It's, oh. Now it's come up with that horrible page. It's not let me do what I wanted to do. So let me try that again. Oh, goodness me. Okay. I've lost it now. But I'm going to talk about one of the stories I've got here. This is Crime Victims with Poor English. And this comes from Breitbart, the official Breitbart. The story goes to say, crime victims with poor English will be given priority by London police. Well. I bet that surprised you people. Oh, dear. The capitulation and the sadness in my country, it just goes from worse to worse. Healthy, middle-aged men who speak fluent English will be less of a priority for London police, when they are victims of violent crime. So there you go. If you speak good English and you get battered, they're not going to really take much notice unless you can hardly speak English. Wow, that's really a weird one. One of Scotland Yard's most senior officers has suggested Deputy Commissioner Craig McKay, which I'm really underlining your name, Craig, for future reference, just let you know that, claimed the police would focus on migrants who have English as a second language, people with learning difficulties, and the elderly, as resources are scarce. He told the Evening Standard that for vehicle crime, those sort of things, migrants would receive more immediate help, but healthy British men, such as himself, will probably always get a service eventually. Okay, so you could be battered, but you will get some sort of service. It's just to ask your name. How pathetic. I think it's time that we disbanded the so-called police force, don't you, ladies and gentlemen? Eventually. The Tories have slashed police budgets, and shame on you. Police budgets and numbers to their lowest level in years. And the Metropolitan Force is being facing a projected £400 million plummet in its funding over the next 5 years. In June, figures reveal crime in England and Wales had seen its largest annual rise in a decade, with violent crime shooting up, listen to this percentage, by 80%. And the capital has seen a massive surge in gang-related acid and knife attacks in recent months, which we've all been talking about. Looking ahead to how the force will cope with less money and fewer officers, Mr. McKay said, that's where you get into some of the difficult areas around, do you always offer the same service to everyone? Increasingly, as we go forward, we look at things like trying to assess people and crime on the sort of threat, the harm, the risk, and people's vulnerability. It's absolutely feasible as we go forward that if my neighbourhood is a vulnerable elderly person who has experienced a particular type of crime, that she gets a face-to-face service that I don't get. So we triage things. We assess people's vulnerability. Vulnerability can manifest itself in a number of ways. People with learning difficulties, a whole range of things. Some people for whom English isn't a first language. It's pathetic, isn't it? That's about how we go about those resources. Focused on the things you can make a difference with. But also, as we go forward, you see, as we go backward, I would rather say, as demand grows, you have to have a way of controlling and triaging. Great words. yeah, whatever. But there you go. There you go. It just goes to show you that if you speak a foreign language, that your first language isn't English, that the police will throw all the resources towards you. If you're like myself, and I might be sitting in a corner being battered, they might think about coming around and taking a note and giving me a crime number to check it out, and they'll be in touch with me in the next 6 months or so. It's disgraceful, and it's a sad reflection of how the police was doing. No. Just a minute. Just bear with me, guys. Just sending a message. Just letting Jan know she got here and she was still a bit. There you go. No, you haven't let me down. But there you go. It's just the way things are. It does make you feel really, really sad. A sad reflection of the way things used to be, isn't it, guys? Hopefully, I always look. I'm an optimist. I do believe with things what's going on in the world that they've got a way of resolving themselves. So I do believe some of the things that we see, which absolutely drive you to despair. But I get above that. I like to think that in coming days ahead, that there's a brighter light at the end of the tunnel, which I feel like we're in a bit of a tunnel. The world's in a bit of a tunnel. And I think the worst thing for the world being in the tunnel is political correctness. That is, I will always say that, because of this political correctness cancer has created all these issues that we had before us today. The cowardness within the Metropolitan Police Force, because if they speak out and talk out against these issues, they get classed as being racist, especially if you talk out about Islam. As we know now, to speak out against Islam, anything today to do with Islam, I didn't realise that blasphemy laws was in this country, but it seems like we had blasphemy laws, and it's used as if you speak out against Islam or that you can be hauled in, and you can maybe spend a little bit of time within the prison system, which is a very sad state of affairs. And this has got to end. I'm putting it out there. This has got to end. Otherwise, there's going to be big trouble on our streets if this isn't straightened out. We're fed up. We've seen our patriots being pushed into prisons and that, for what, speaking out? I don't know, chucking a bacon sandwich at a bloody mosque. And what happens? I get a year in prison and you end up being murdered in there? Murdered, I would say murdered. A year in prison. And the guy who's got a couple of weeks to serve ends up being found dead. One of our patriots. But anyway, look, guys, I'm down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I'm just going to come back into the chat room. Let's see what else we've got there. But Bigfoot, thank you very much for joining me this evening. It's always good to see you here, brother. But as I say, we are down to 5 minutes of the show now. I did have another story there, but as I went to play it, I hit the wrong story. The other one just disappeared. That's okay. That's just one of those things. But once again, I've got to thank you, Bigfoot, and everybody that's been listening tonight to this show. We know a lot of you know, you might not listen to live shows, but we do know there's so many people that listen into our archives. I've got to thank you, great people, for listening to the shows. And tonight, as I say, it's only an hour show, but we'll be back, and we'll have a 2-hour show this Sunday. You and me, Bigfoot, we'll be back Sunday, and we'll be doing a debriefing, and we'll have the old team back. Dave will be back with us, Dave Milner at the door, and of course Jan the Tornado. I'm not sure if she's going to Keighley or not, but she'll be joining us. Oh, I don't know if she'll be joining us Sunday or not, as she works. So I won't be seeing Dave, will be back with us. But once again, thank you so much, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, foot soldiers, angels. I've enjoyed doing this show today. It's a bit different tonight, isn't it, guys? But I'm not feeling too good to, you know, too good to myself. So, with me, I'm just having a look for the exit thing for the show for this evening. There you go. But yeah, I'm down to 3 minutes. Everybody's listening, whatever devices, especially to Bigfoot. Thank you, Bigfoot, for joining me in the chat room this evening. It was good to see you there, brother. I know Jan's probably listening into the show as well, and Jan just only got to Birmingham, but that's no problem, Jan. And I'll speak to you soon, okay, Jan, to everybody else. So all the foot soldiers and angels, have a safe journey, have a great demonstration. Make your voices heard. Make your voices heard. So with that, you take care, you stay safe. God bless you all, myself and from the team. No surrender, no surrender ever. And with that, we're going underground with 2 minutes spare. Good night, everybody. Good night, guys. And as I say, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again this Sunday. We'll be talking a debriefing of how the Keighley demonstration went. So have a great rest of the week, ladies and gentlemen, and hope to catch you on the English Defence League radio show this Sunday. So good night, everybody. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.